It's 10:15 every year. The Victorian Sport Awards honour those who have made an outstanding contribution to a sport, either as an individual or team athlete, as a coach, in administration, or, like our next guest, Damien Vandenberg from Cobram, who's a finalist as the Victorian Official of the Year category.
Yeah, that's correct. My technical official with swimming.
Well, this is something that really, I have to say, sort of fascinates me because there is a lot of pressure on you, I would imagine.
It can be at all levels. I'm an open water referee as well as a pool referee, and depending on the level of the event, whether it's a selection event, all those sorts of things come into play. It doesn't affect your decision making, but the pressure can be there associated with your responsibilities. You know, whatever you're appointed as.
You clearly have a real affinity with swimming. Did you swim yourself? Is that how you got into it?
No, it was the classic journey with my kids, starting at club level in Cobram, when my kids were at swimming with the club. And, you know, the dad on the end of the pool with a stopwatch in hand and just progressed from there.
You must have a pretty cool head, though, because, you know, it makes me sort of break out in a sweat even thinking of being in your position. You know, you've got to be on the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and you've got to be. There's a lot of preparation involved. There's a lot of concentration in the role. There's a lot of awareness around you, particularly from an open water point of view. You're taking along a big safety aspect of the appointment as well. Being out on a boat, and you're responsible for all sorts of potential conditions and risks and all that sort of stuff. For the pool, it's quite different. It's generally, the confines of the pool space and the surrounds. But, yeah, there's always challenges. Every time you turn up to an event, it's generally always very different. You never know what to expect. Be prepared.
Well, I can imagine that probably some of us have a bit of an idea about what officiating for pool swimming would be like. But let's talk about open water swimming because, really, as you've mentioned, that's a whole different kettle of fish.
Yeah, from an open water referee, just recently came back from Adelaide for the National Open Water Championships. For the 3 days, I was refereeing for most of the events. It's quite physical. You know, you're in a boat for 3 days under all conditions. It can be hot, cold, wind, rain, all those sorts of things. So you need to prepare for that. Very mental as well as the, there's a whole lot of physical fitness required to fill your duties as in whatever role you're appointed.
You've actually been very instrumental in developing the Victorian Open Water Championships.
I've been an active participant in developing officials for open water, but also involved in supporting Swim Victoria in preparing for the events over the last 7 or 8 years. I'm on the board of Swim Victoria, so I'm sort of I've got a few hats to play with. So, yeah, there's a lot of development, bringing new officials in. Mentoring is a big thing for me, helping new officials at whatever level within Victoria, interstate, even at times, overseas. It's just my way to be supporting officials in whatever capacity they are. Not everybody has, your experience or my experience, so it's always mindful of that to help them along the journey. And it's a great thing, we're involved with. It's a great sport.
Well, with both the pool swimming and open water swimming, as you mentioned, you have travelled very extensively, actually. You've been all over the place officiating.
The last 12 months, I had 3 international events in Malaysia, Southeast Asia Games, in Hong Kong for the FINA 10K Marathon Series event, and New Zealand for the World Masters Games. And then prior to that, I've been to World Championships in Kazan in 2015. And I'm actually at the Gold Coast now preparing for the National Commonwealth Games trial, and I've also been appointed for the Commonwealth Games just after Easter. So one of 3 Victorians to be appointed as an official, so I'm very excited about that.
And Damien, how long have you been doing this?
Nearly 20 years. I think I started in 98 or 99, something like that. Officiating, just started at club level and, district and club events and district and club administration, and I've been on the board for some Victoria for 10 years. And then officiating, in Melbourne, national level since about 2007, I think, was my first national appointment. So life's busy.
It's still in Cobram, though.
Yeah, been a member of the club for the last 20 years, and that's where I live and work. So, that's where home is. It's quite interesting to reflect at times, you're coming from a small local rural community to be on the, national and world stage, which is pretty cool. Great to be able to represent country Victoria.
Most definitely, as you will at these awards. But before I get to that, you just mentioned that, you know, you live and work in Cobram. Is this officiating all of this other stuff that you do? Is that outside of another job?
Quite fortunate in my work. I work in a family environment, so quite fortunate to be able to work around, you know, if there's something comes up. I'm pretty lucky to be able to have the opportunities and grab them when I'm able to.
Well, look, congratulations on becoming a finalist. And I think the awards themselves, are they next month?
Yeah, middle of March.
Middle of March. Okay, we're nearly in March now. Wow. Okay, well, all the very best of luck, and we look forward to finding out what happens.
Yeah, I appreciate the interest, and, it'd be great to... Look, it's great, just very honoured and humbled to be nominated and you know, now to be a finalist. And had an interesting thing last year. I was the national winner for the technical official year for Swimming Australia. So it's this is on top of that, so that's pretty cool.
Well, you could have another trophy or medal or whatever they give you.
You never know.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just nice to be thought of.
Good on you, Damien. Good to speak with you.
Yep, no worries.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for your time. Okay, cheers.
Damien Vandenberg from Cobram, who's a finalist in the Victorian Sport Awards in the Official of the Year category. Good luck.